Medical Center. I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure's dropping. 100 over 60.
Medical Center. Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour. Our prep tip today is to find your safe haven now. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to him, quote unquote, as a man with his brain on fire. Many, many websites he has, probably two dozen or more. We give out a few of them just to get you started with understanding and learning about Dr. Horowitz's work and his books. His latest one is waronwethepeople.net, waronwethepeople.net. Next, we have a beautiful music I listen to when I'm working myself, 528radio.com. Then we have corruption, disregard, judicialcorruptionnews.com. Let's get that straight, John. judicialcorruptionnews.com. Then a place I do some shopping myself, healthyworldstore.com. Next is revolutiontelevision.net, and then medicalveritas.com. .org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to be with you.
Good to have you, sir. Well, we've talked occasionally in the last 6 months, beginning in January. I knew I'd said in the spring of 2020, at some point, I wasn't sure if this show with you or with Dr. Bill Deagle or one of the other guest appearances I did. I said two statements the spring of 2020. One, my belief. I had no evidence at the time. I now have evidence that the COVID vaccines were in refrigerators waiting to be released. That's now proven to be true. The second thing was our mutually held belief, you and I, that even if you believe vaccines are safe and effective, that you cannot create a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less. Well, Doctor, over the weekend, this past weekend, I found the audio clip. It's less than 8 minutes. You and I discussing these two topics. And my engineer has it queued up and ready to go. So, Mike, go ahead and run it. We have patient waiting in the green room, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. We have Dr. Lynn Horowitz's two websites linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com, including the letter that he wrote. That letter is very foundational to understanding what's been going on, destroying our country, destroying our economy, these past 2 months. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, as I said off air, each day is more bizarre than the one before, and with the passage of a full week, it becomes even more bizarre. I do find hope in the Secretary of State revealing that the virus did come from the Wuhan lab. And, of course, it's well known and well documented that it all began at Chapel Hill University, didn't it, sir?
Yes, that's the evidence. There's three main suspect labs right now: the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Fort Detrick is suspect as well, but also the Peabright Institute that's largely financed by the Gates Foundation as well as the Oxford University agents.
And they went to Wuhan for the following reason. What they wanted to do was illegal in this country, so they had a brilliant idea. Oh, let's give the Chinese $3.7 million to do what's illegal to do here. Would that be fairly accurate, Doctor?
Yeah, but you know, it makes sense to me that it would be illegal everywhere because of the international ban on biological weapons. I think the scam is that it was a dual-purpose kind of like loophole, where they're claiming, and that they've been doing this for years, you probably know that, for like, you know, the last 30 years or so, they've been pushing supposed cancer research and vaccine developments, but in order to get vaccines, or even the cancer therapies, you've got to have the viruses, and they produce the viruses, and they mutate them, hybridize them, recombine them, and then they become unstable, and they become what's called mutagens, capable of mutating with other circulating viruses and becoming much more deadly. This has been the greatest risk, and the way that they have been perpetrating it is through this loophole that says, oh, you could do research for humanity's good, but meanwhile, it's biological weapons developers and industrialists that are satanically possessed. I mean, you have criminal psychopaths who don't realize and don't want to realize the danger to humanity from this kind of manipulations of microbiology.
Well, Doctor, we're hearing a vaccine will be ready in September. Is it possible now, putting aside for a moment the whole paradigm of vaccines, which is bad science to begin with, but even if you accept that paradigm of vaccines being real and being good, going from February 2020 to September 2020, having a vaccine ready, is that plausible, even doable or feasible?
No, it's not at all. And that's completely ridiculous. And to take the vaccines, you've got to be an idiot. You've got to be completely misinformed, disinformed, or virtually ignorant of what the risks are.
Doctor, let me interrupt you. Sure. I agree with what you're saying. What that tells me is the vaccines were already ready. That couldn't happen otherwise. They already have the vaccines in the refrigerator in February 2020. That's the only way they could possibly have them for the American public that quickly. What do you think?
Well, yes, absolutely. And there's evidence for that, John. You know, the Purebright Institute's patent that was issued 1 month before the Wuhan outbreak, it was actually filed for in 2015 when Bill Gates actually went before the TED conference and called for germ games and actually showed a graphic in his presentation that was virtually the coronavirus. I mean, he could have showed a dozen different types of viruses. He could have showed, for example, Ebola. But he showed a coronavirus with spike proteins, and that same month or that same year, the Purebright Institute made their patent application for exactly what you're talking about, a attenuated live coronavirus that would cause what we're witnessing right now, infectious bronchitis, how to attach it to the cells directly rather than by a fetal infusion or a maternal infusion. This is what the patent described, and that this enabled it to actually attach to the cells themselves, just like we're witnessing today. So the patent was for an attenuated live virus vaccine. And so there's no question that they had that. The problem is that you're dealing with a similar situation with HIV/AIDS, because it's not only this particular mutant that's circulating, they're currently the COVID-19, is got four AIDS virus gene sequences in that spike protein that Bill Gates basically graphically showed in calling for germ games. Literally, he called for what's now happening. Military as well as healthcare oversight of a response to this terrible pandemic, and that this was associated with this incapacity it's associated with an incapacity to produce a vaccine because it mutates. Like that's the trouble with the AIDS virus. We haven't been able to develop a vaccine if we wanted to. And I'm not at all. I'm one of the few people that I know. I don't know of any other really, you know, well-credentialed professional, whistleblower, and scientist out there that has been saying for a quarter century, vaccines are never, ever going to be safe and effective. Never. All you have is censorship. All you have is a risk-benefit analysis that's never been done. You have, when you don't count the number of diseases and deaths associated with long-term infections and chronic diseases prompted by the vaccinations. All you have is health science fraud. And you have, in this particular case, it's called genocide or iatrogenocide, physician-induced mass murder. And that's what you have. So you can't ever make mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, MSG, polysorbate 80. You can't make them safe. You can't make them non-toxic. And so in the recent years, there's been some movement by the establishment, the criminal cartel, to diffuse what I've been saying. This issue now, they're saying, well, there's going to be some risk, but we're going to have to take it to develop the herd immunity we need in order to prevent everything from going down. Well, it's going down now, and they're not going to be able to produce an RNA vaccine for coronavirus with any better hope than they would with HIV/AIDS because it's a mutagen. It rapidly mutates from one person to another. It jumps. It already is 6 to 8% different with HIV/AIDS. You're going to see the same thing with this coronavirus. So that's the problem. So what are they doing? If you and I agree, John, that they're not going to have a safe vaccine that we can trust, what are these menaces to humanity doing? They're promoting this concept of vaccination, not for the purpose of prevention of coronavirus disease. There's an alternative issue that we are not looking at, and that's standard magician sleight of hand. As we're watching and witnessing, and kind of our attention is focused on the need to develop a vaccine within a year. Oh my goodness, while we're all focused on that, we're not looking at what Bill Gates and Elon Musk and Peter Thiel and the top industrialists in the genetic pharmaceuticals and biotech, as well as, you know, big energy tech, are engaged through operations like Johns Hopkins at the forefront of transhumanism, at the forefront of genetic engineering viruses that would and drugs that will induce a whole neuroscience revolution where we, the people, are now able to be connected, virtually hotwired through wireless technologies such as 5G into the cloud. So that now what Dennis Kucinich warned us about as congressman who went in 2000 and 2001 and tried to pass in Congress the Space Preservation Act that stopped the risk of psychotronic warfare where vaccines would be injecting microchips and satellite technologies could be beaming frequency vibrations into human brains and altering everything from the thoughts and emotions and feelings and moods. Now you're dealing with something worse than Brave New World. You're dealing with a takeover of civilization. That is completely demonic. That's what we're witnessing. I have to conclude that because that's what the evidence tells me. It's totally demonic. It's totally psychopathic. These are criminal psychopaths. And I think what you've witnessed, as I have, the degeneration of civilization and society, particularly in America, in America's youth, with what's taken place, the children, the young adults don't even want to work anymore. All they want to do is sit in front of their boob tubes and play with their iPhones and get indoctrinated into these cult, into this cult. It's a big biotech and a medical cult.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The clip ran a little bit longer than we anticipated there, Doctor. But, Doctor, 2020, May 7th, 2020, you and I issued a warning to probably tens of thousands of people, warning them of those two things. And we may have saved some lives then. I don't know, but there's a strong possibility that we did, isn't there, Doctor?
Oh, there's no question in my mind. We've saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lives, John. You know, a couple of the videos that I've done on YouTube have reached 7-8 million viewers. And, you know, I know that you know that I have a T-shirt that mocks vaccinations very heavily, and I wear it proudly. And everywhere I go, people say, that's a great, great T-shirt you've got there. Because people are now massively awake to the detriment of vaccinations and the risks posed. And Fauci, the liar, and the scientific cult that's undermining humanity's health and safety and the economy. Everything is going down. It's kind of like the great global reset now is intertwined with the attack against civilization, the biology for transhumanizing the culture. And, you know, this is what we're witnessing. Now, you mentioned May 7th, 2020. On approximately February 7th, 2020. So that's, 3 months before
right,
the show
right.
that we did, I alerted Drogenmeier, who is the chief scientist for the Trump administration in the White House, who had called for an investigation into the origin of COVID. And I alerted him to the facts that it was undoubtedly a lab creation and that I named the people that were behind it. And I also heralded what nobody has even talked about. This is intertwined because this is a globalist issue. This is a globalist pan-genocide, as you and I have called it, pan-genocide. So that this was the parties behind China, not just America. You know, Fauci and his boys were financing Wuhan and the Chinese, and that's the way it's always been. We've been financing the Russians. We've been giving Russians, starting in the late 60s, early 70s, while the Cold War was raging, the biological weapons industry was likewise still being transferred. Our technology, our know-how in genetic engineering of viruses were being transported over to Russia during the Cold War. This is a globalist strategy because that's where everything's pushing. Look what the headline news is over the last 24 hours is people are appalled. News hosts are even saying how appalling it is that the World Health Organization and the United Nations now, in the potential risk of an emergency, would take over all operations, military and civilian operations, and the laws. And basically now you've got exactly, you know, the 1984 scenario where you've got Big Brother controlling everything through deceptive media. And that's really why it is that I was prompted to herald what nobody prompted and nobody heralded. China had mandated vaccinations the December before. Now, again, this was February 7, 2020.
Right.
That I alerted the White House, but I had already read approximately a month and a half earlier that Chinese government was in hyperdrive, taking over the pharmaceutical cartel and basically producing their own mandatory vaccination. Every Chinese citizen was to be vaccinated by mandate. So that was part and parcel of this whole globalist scheme, in my opinion, and I alerted the White House. Unfortunately, I got zero response. I've been constantly. I'm sorry?
You did your duty.
We saved lives, John. There's no question in my mind. I get so many thanks. I look at the children today. Hallelujah. Praise the Creator for the healthy children. Because I see the children that we educated the parents and that they then subsequently did not take the vaccinations. And as a result, those children are healthy. And thank God for that.
Everyone we saved is a good one. We got a call and hold her. Lady J in Missouri. Good morning, Lady J.
Good morning. Before I make my comment, I have a request that Dr. Horowitz tells us how Dr. Nepi proved God is real. And I wanted to say there are two YouTubes called The Vatican Created Islam by ex-Jesuit Alberto Rivera. So if you want to know how we got Islam, it was through the Vatican. So today I wanted to say
We'll be back after break. Hold on.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Country Bob's Restaurant in St. James, Missouri. Country Bob's Restaurant in St. James, Missouri. It's on Highway 68. The address is 1202 North Jefferson, St. James, Missouri. The regular restaurant we go to is closed today. And one last announcement, Sound of Freedom. We're going to view it tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Sullivan 6 Cinema in Sullivan, Missouri. We're meeting in the lobby at 12:30. If you want to join us, it'll be great. Being with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen to it carefully to these websites. WarAndWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. And Lady J, you have a comment for a question for Dr. Horowitz?
Yes. Today I'd like to comment on our blood and artificial intelligence, alien intelligence. So when Jehovah brought Eve to Adam, Adam said, "This is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone." He did not say flesh and blood. When Yeshua appeared in the midst of his Talmudim, his disciples, he told Thomas to put his hand in his wound, and then he said, "A spirit does not have flesh and bone." So I asked God why it was not said flesh and blood. And this is what was revealed to me. Jehovah, clothed Adam and Eve with his Shekinah glory light life. And when they disobeyed his commandment not to eat of the tree of alien artificial information intelligence, this tree that housed the alien reptilian Lucifer, that light life of Jehovah, retreated to the inside of their physical bodies so that they could see that they were naked. And scientists today say that what is flowing through our veins is congealed light. When you look at blood under a high-tech microscope, you will see little particles of light swimming around in the plasma. These particles are called somatetes. We are told in the Bible not to eat blood because the light life is in the blood. And Yeshua said, I am the light of the world. That light is life of man. So the Bible says that flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Only flesh and bone can. This altered state we are presently in, having flesh and blood, must be changed back to the state in which Adam and Eve were originally created. So the second Adam, Yeshua, was born in a flesh and bone body like the first Adam. Yeshua's father was Jehovah, who is light, life, spirit. Yeshua had no earthly father to provide the blood. So we know that Yeshua was born having this glorified flesh and bone body because he revealed that on the Mount of Transfiguration. And when he sweat blood in the Garden of Gethsemane and asked Jehovah if this cup could be taken from him, it was then that by his obedience to the will of his father, Jehovah, he allowed himself, by his will, to take into and onto his body the sin of mankind, where his light, life, retreated and became blood. And he was sacrificed on a tree, where this blood was shed, releasing it from his body, so that after his body was committed to the tomb womb of the earth, and after 3 days he was born again spiritually into his glorified body, whereby he came out of the tomb womb of the earth as the first fruit, followed by others who loved him and kept his commandments. And so by this obedience, they too received their spiritually renewed flesh and bone glorified bodies. This was an example to us of what we need to aspire to by living in obedience to the commandments of Jehovah, who is also, in my opinion, Yeshua. So,
okay.
This is the mystery of 1 Corinthians, and we who are keeping his commandments and believe that Yeshua shed his blood to redeem us from these flesh and blood bodies, we shall not all die. Some shall receive their glorified bodies without seeing physical death. And because Yeshua reversed the curse of flesh and blood bodies, I am thinking that this light life is the frequency of 528 hertz. So 528 resonates with nature, from the trees to the bees, vibrating at the same frequency found in rainbows and the sun. God must have spake in 528. So when God says, walk in the light as I am in the light, he is telling us to walk in our glorified bodies as he is walking in his glorified body.
Okay, Lady J, thank you for your call. We will have a break. We'll get a response from Dr. Horowitz. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say, there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo event, Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. A couple of special announcements. The John Moore meetup has been moved tonight. It will be at the Country Bob's Restaurant in St. James, Missouri, on Highway 68. That's 1202 North Jefferson, Highway 68, St. James, Missouri. Tomorrow, we're getting together at the Sullivan 6 Cinema to watch the film Sound of Freedom. It'll be a great screening. We'll meet at the lobby of the Sullivan 6 Cinema at 12:30. The screening begins at 1 p.m. Last but not least, the Energy Cleaner is on sale until tomorrow night, midnight, $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Doctor, you got a response for Lady J's comments, sir?
Yes, I thought it was a brilliant dissertation. I would encourage her to actually write it up and or somehow get it out to people, because it's fascinating, and it's an in-depth exploration, in fact, of what you and I started to talk about in our fascinating show last week. It was a most unusual show dealing with these issues. I think the the question with regard to Dr. Nepi, and I had a great opportunity to speak with him and his lovely wife last week. Dr. Nepi proved God's existence, and it's intertwined exactly with the analysis that Jill had provided. Nepi proved that the world of physics had overlooked the mathematical matrix of creation. Basically, and it's very technical, but if you go on revolutiontelevision.net and you put in the search term Vernon Nepi, N-E-P-P-E, V-E-R-N-O-N-N-E-P-P-E, you'll come up with two very interesting interviews that Sherry Kane did before she passed of Dr. Nepi. One is called Evil Obedience. Evil Obedience, which is what the world is under right now. Consciousness and Salvation, dealing with the major, most important issue of Jesus's ministry of saving souls. Then you have to define soul, and you get into energy, and then you get into musical mathematics. And then there's another video that's called, it's got a banner that's titled, Not the God Particle, but Better. And in that interview, he goes into his revelations in a superficial way that you can only actually get to the depths of when you start to read his and Edward Close's mathematical analysis, where they prove God's existence not only by proving the intelligent design of everything, but also going into what Jill was talking about, the life is in the spirit, the spirit. Jesus is, in Ephesians, Jesus says, I am the truth and the life. That means God is truth, is the truth, the capital T. And that truth never lies, and it's based, like mathematics, on one and one is always two, unless you're a liar and a cheater. This is basic fundamental law. The law is musical math. And with regard to 528, I said to Vernon Nepi, quite seriously, but somewhat joking, I said, this understanding that you've developed, this happened last week, conversation on the phone, this understanding that you've developed and proving God's existence by the entity that you call Gimel, which is a mathematical as well as ancient Hebrew description and a term that Edward Close and Vernon Nepi have made in order to explain God's existence mathematically. I said, this thing that you call Gimel is 528 frequency resonating at the heart of Gimel. And it was a very interesting question that I posed, that it has to be so. Because when you look at the musical mathematical matrix of creation, that is so important today, because we need a miracle. We need exactly to do what Jesus was saying we can do and must do in order to save our own souls, not just our physical bodies. Our souls, our spirits have to be saved. And how that is got to be done now, under the terms that we're facing, the witnessing, the genocide, the pan-genocide, the deception, the unconsciousness, the evil obedience of society to this insanity and hypocrisy. We've got to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by this insanity. That's Jesus's prescription for salvation. And what he's coming out of is this cult into love. Pure tone love, which is the heart of the universe. It is the heart of the musical mathematical matrix of divine design. This is got to be so, because when you look at all of nature, just like Jill mentioned, the heart of the rainbow is 528. The heart of sunshine is 528. Bees buzz in their six-sided hexagonal shape honeycombs, making honey, sweet honey, in 528. They're buzzing that. So there's so much evidence that speaks to the love, pure love, and a grace of Creator's loving spirit blessing us is in 528 frequency. And now you have the miracle. You have literally the do re mi. It's mirgastorum in Latin. The word is miracles in English. We need a miracle to get us out of this mess. And it has been the same miracle that Jesus proposed. It's pure love, pure faith. When you have pure love and you have pure faith, then you are walking in divine communion. Miracles and supernatural metaphysical manifestations of divine resonance come to life. This is what healing is all about. This is why prayer works. So I applaud Jill for the brilliant dissertation that she just provided. I would highly encourage her to put it into writing words and spread it around.
Okay, well thank you, Doctor. That's a great response. Well, Doctor, all these issues continue to move forward. I am so disappointed that President Trump continues to take pride and credit for Operation Warp Speed. I believe that he really believes that he did something good, unfortunately. And on one hand. On the other, Robert Kennedy Jr. is saying the right thing about these vaccines, isn't he, sir?
Yes, and there is another excellent, I'm with you, John, completely. I don't trust Trump, unfortunately, for exactly that position that you just articulated. And likewise, I don't really trust Kennedy either. And the reason why I don't is because both of these men at this point should know that all vaccines are toxic. All vaccines have induced this terrible scourge of autistic spectrum disorder on our nation's youth, have devastated our economy. Just think about the cost of special education needs now of brain damaged children, mercury intoxicated, and now viral infected.
That's Kennedy's message. That you're restating Kennedy's message almost word for word.
Go to, again, revolutiontelevision.net. The home page has a banner. It's at the very top. It says message for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s anti-vaxxers. And there's another video that I did recently that goes into analyzing the debate that Alan Dershowitz and Kennedy had over the mandatory vaccination issue. And I cover that on video. And I would highly encourage people to see that, because my take is that they're both political players. They're playing politics. Kennedy is actually says he is pro-vaccine. He just wants safe vaccines.
Well, I need to interrupt you, Doctor. And I've heard him say that on one hand. And when you look at more detail, and I have to a certain extent, he says he wants safe vaccines, but then he basically says there are no safe vaccines. That's what I'm getting from what Kennedy says. Are you hearing something different?
Well, then, yes, I'm not hearing the bottom line, is avoid all vaccinations because they're all toxic.
That's his message. That's Kennedy's message. So
he's been pussyfooting around that issue.
Well,
I have never heard him actually articulate. If you've got something where he actually says
Maybe we both need to analyze his words more carefully, but he's trying to have both ways. He's trying to tell, and he does say he supports safe and effective vaccines. He also says there aren't any, is what I'm hearing.
I read his book, okay. And frankly, he's wise enough to know that who he heralds as a great scientist, Dr. Peter Duesberg, is a complete fraud. This is the man who worked with Dr. Gallo in creating the AIDS-like viruses back in the late 60s, early 70s. Duesberg is the reason why we have the HIV does not cause AIDS movement. We have Dr. Peter Duesberg, who genetically engineered viruses. When Gallo was genetically engineering the AIDS virus, Duesberg was likewise working on similar viruses, mutants, for injection into various other species other than what Gallo was working with, the monkeys and the chimps. So that this is the facts. These are the scientific facts. So Kennedy is wise enough to know. Kennedy was supposed to meet with me. I have been snubbed by Mr. Kennedy. So I suppose you could say, well, I'm a little jaded in my opinion. But the bottom line is my opinion is in favor of saving as many lives as possible with the truth that shall set us free. And that truth says that vaccines are satanic sorcery. It's not only casting magic spells through the media, but the injection and inoculation of these foreign entities and now the bioelectronics Mr. Kennedy barely touches on in his new book against Fauci, exposing Fauci very well, does a great job exposing the criminal actions of the drug cartel, but he doesn't take that final step. And I suspect that the reason may be, giving him the benefit of doubt, is because he's a political player. He wants to gain as many votes as possible.
Well, so, of course he does. Any politician does. Yeah, but let me remind you, Doctor, that when President Trump first took office, Robert Kennedy Jr. was part of the Trump administration. He was there a month, maybe 2 months. It wasn't very long. His job was to expose the vaccination industry. And I don't know why he left, and it was never published that I'm aware of. But you are aware of that, aren't you, Doctor?
No, actually, John, that's news to me.
Oh, yeah. He was. Robert Kennedy Jr. was part of the Trump administration initially. It was 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. It wasn't a very long time. And his job was to expose the vaccine industry. Look it up. You can find it.
Well, that's interesting. Again, you know, I am concerned, like you say, that Trump says that this is a great, wonderful blessing that he administered for the vaccines, and yet
here's what he says, I'll quote Trump concerning the vaccine industry and the CDC. I kicked their butt. He takes pride in Operation Warp Speed. I kicked their butt. I got them to do something the CDC said couldn't be done.
Yeah, but goes back to the beginning of your comments in the show where they had the vaccines already, Pfizer and Moderna.
Precisely.
They had.
And I believe, and I want to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. I believe Trump, that was concealed from Trump. As I mentioned earlier this week, there was a focus group. Fauci had a focus group to study Donald Trump. Who he is, his persona, what makes him click, what makes him happy, what makes him sad, what would appeal to him. And they played him like a cheap violin to get him to support this thing and convince him that he was the guy that brought these vaccines to market in 9 months when, in fact, they'd been in the refrigerators waiting to be distributed. They played this man like a cheap violin, Doctor.
They did. There's no question that there's a large component of what we're witnessing in that manipulation of Trump's brain. No question. But again, you know, I hold myself accountable. When I make errors, I cop to them because otherwise I can't grow, I can't be real, and I can't be truthful. And that, again, truth is God. It's godly. And so I have to say that I'm very disappointed. There's no, you know, whether we're going to vote for Trump or we're going to vote for Kennedy or we're going to vote for Biden, which is just incredibly insane. It's really all the same. You've got to, you know, the solution is in the miracle blessing. We've
Roger
got
that.
To go for the miracle. We've got
Roger
to basically
that. I agree.
Vote for, yeah. for Jesus, and we've got to vote for God. And the couple provides the salvation that we need.
Well, I've worked with men like President Trump with that persona. I'm sure you have as well. He has gatekeepers, and people bring him information. I don't think he independently looks for that much. He might. But if I worked for a man like Trump, and I have worked for men like him, I know that if I bring that person information that makes him look like an idiot, makes him look like a fool, it will not be well received. So I'm not going to do it. And that's the kind of people that surround him. They're not going to bring him bad news.
They did that with chlorine dioxide. They called it household bleach when, in fact, it was properly administered. It could have saved millions of lives and all of the devastation that the COVID pandemic has brought. You know, this is, unfortunately, Trump is not in control, and we're witnessing he didn't clean up the deep state completely. He didn't drain the swamp. They've been draining him.
Exactly. Doctor, we got a break, or our last break coming up. Let's see if we can get this call squeezed in here. Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I'm just concerned about a Democrat because we got so many states that they vote by party. You can just vote straight party. We don't in Texas. You have to vote for each candidate. But
okay. Hold on, Pat. We'll get your comment after the break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you? Okay, now we're back. I don't know how I didn't hit the mute button intentionally. Doctor, we have an extra half hour this morning if you're available, sir.
John, thank you. I can't do it. I'm swamped. I've got so much work to do.
I know you're a busy guy. Well, let's see if we can get a real quick comment from Pat, because we're almost out of time here, Pat.
Yeah, I know. We got a couple of guys here called the Castro Brothers, and I sure don't want to see them doing anything. And so in some states, you know, they bring in these people from across the border, and they bring them up, and they say, okay, this is the R, and this is the D, and you want to vote D and put an X here where your name should be. We don't want that kind of stuff going on. So I don't want any Democrats running.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pat. We appreciate your call. Doctor, it was an interesting hour, to say the least. You got less than 60 seconds to make your final comment, sir.
John, you're providing a fantastic service along with RBN. The shows have been, the last two shows, this one included, have been unbelievable, really going into depths about very, very amazing, controversial, but very, very important issues, the metaphysics of spirituality, looking at the musical mathematics of divine design as well as salvation. There cannot be any more important issues at you know, to be dealt with on this planet. And yet, who's doing it? John Moore and Len Horowitz on Thursday mornings.
Well, we do what we can. We have a huge outreach worldwide, and we do what we can to save as many lives as we can. Doctor, thank you. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, brother. God bless.
Okay, we got a top hour break. We'll be back with Open Line. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.